This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The gap between leftist and conservative couldn't be wider. I'm just telling you, couldn't be. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's because of Obama. I'm just telling you, it's a fact. Leftists are sick, deranged people, barely recognizable as human beings. Now, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, those are hard words. They're tough words. You might want to rethink it. I don't have to rethink a thing. By the way, I am Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I don't have to rethink anything when I tell you how sick and deranged these people are who are doing things to put you and your family and your friends in harm's way. These people don't care about your job. They don't care about your livelihood. They don't care about your pursuit of happiness. They don't, what is it? Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? Forget about it. They don't care about it in any way, shape, or form. They don't care about your life. They don't care about the quality of it. Oh, they'll tell you. We care about the air that you breathe, the water you drink, and we care about the safety of your neighborhood and school. It is all a lie and a ruse. They don't care about it. Leftists don't care about you. Trust me when I tell you this. I can give you example after example where your life is meaningless to them. Again, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And leftists think I'm mad at them. Like, I come on the radio or I go on TV and I say these things because I'm just trying, you know, I'm looking for stardom or whatever. Look, I've had stardom, and if some people believe me to be a star now, I'd say check yourselves. But I have whatever little bit of it you want to say. I get recognized through the airport. I go to events, and people are like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But I don't need it. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you exactly what it's about. I'm giving you the truth about leftism. You may be afraid to tell it to your college-age kids who are coming home and ruling you. I had a woman tell me the other day, Kevin, I used the word black, and my children said that I was a racist or whatever. And I went, really? And she explained it because she kept saying African-American, African-American, African-American. And I said, look, there's no such freaking thing as an African-American. And she was like, well, my kids tell me if I don't use that. I went, really? Did you just hear yourself? Grown butt woman, college age kids, and you're telling me your kids come home and they tell me, oh, well, here's what I learned in school. Good for you. Let me tell you something. In the Jackson family, I ain't listening to my kids, and I got a Wharton grad, one that went to my alma mater, one that went to University of Texas. And I'm telling you right now, they can come home and talk to me about their majors. Dad, yeah, there's this new financial principle or whatever. Or I wrote a piece of code or there's an algorithm and we'll have a vibrant discussion. But if you're going to come home and tell me, Dad, you can't use the word midget. Really? Well, let me introduce you to your little Guatemalan midget brother. You know, that's what I do. Who the heck are you as a parent to be listening to them? Grown butt people telling me, my kid said African American is. I go, really? Did you challenge your kid? Son, daughter, please explain to me what an African American is. I'd like to know what that is.
Well, I mean, you know, mom and dad, you know, like there's black people and they, you know, their origins are in Africa.
Really? So you can't even narrow it down, right? Right? Everybody is either what? A Central American, a European American, a what? When they come over from what country? What are they? Asian American? That's what everybody is. You can't even narrow it down to Chinese or Korean. Do you understand that Chinese do not like to be lumped in with Koreans, don't like to be lumped in with Japanese? Do you understand that Latinos don't like to be called Mexican Americans when they are Puerto Rican or when they're Cuban or whatever? So explain to me what an African American is. Is it just the one big continent? Oh, I know, they all get along. It's all kumbaya over in Africa, right? Nobody's fighting over there for their sovereignty. Sure, Ethiopians and Eritreans want to be the same now, right? Yeah, Rwandans are the same as Ghanans, right? So what the heck is an African-American to begin with? We just going to use the continent? See, I would be having this discussion with them. And say, now, let me ask you this. When you come from Africa to come to America, do you come here to become an African-American or do you come here to become an American? I'm just curious. Oh, and here's the third point. You don't tell me what the heck to say because I'm a grown butt American. And I'll say whatever the heck I want. Now, see, that's what you should say to your kids. But you are the ones who make these gaps get larger. When your kid goes off and does the wrong thing, let's say your kid goes off to college and they come back and they're all, you know, area. What you look at them and go, who the heck are you? I didn't raise you this way. What do you mean you're joining a cult? What do you mean you become part of this new whatever free thinking? I don't know what they call it, intersectionality crap. Your job as a parent is to reparent. Your kid could go off on to camp at the age of 12 and come back with some newfangled thing, and you know what you're supposed to do? I don't care what they taught you at camp. You won't go to that camp next year. Let me re-indoctrinate you to what our family thinks, to what our views are. But you know what you do? You concede. Oh, you know, they're my kid. I got to let them grow. I must let them become adults. No, that ain't what you have to do. And as they become adults and they come back with this newfangled nonsense, you can say, look, I don't care what you think you're learning in your new, you know, San Francisco neighborhood or whatever's going on. This is the way things work in our family. And this is the way you're going to behave in our house. This is the way you're going to be. And let me tell you something, folks, for you trying to figure things out. You are a parent for life. You don't just, I parented them through adulthood. Really? So your kids are never going to come back to you and go, hey, mom and dad, listen, I've got a situation here. Oh, no. I raised you to the age of 18. Now you're on your own. When do you think your parenting disappears? I'm explaining the gap to you. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Leftists are sick, deranged people, barely recognizable as humans. I shall repeat myself. They're just a hair above Neanderthal. Because let me tell you, these people are out to get you, and they don't even know why. That is a person who has a reptilian brain. That is a person who just, you walk by, and you're a grasshopper, and the salamander just goes and reaches his tongue out and grabs you and eats you for no reason other than its reptilian brain says, a meal, that's what I recognize as a meal, and it just walked by. Are you tired of being a meal? I'm just curious. That's what we ask ourselves here at the Kevin Jackson Show. Are you tired of being the sucker? That's what conservatives are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, we live in sensitive times. So sensitive, I'm sick of it. So sick of it. So, there's this story. I'm reading it here from theindependent.co.uk. And so they said, it's things vegan insult phrases. It's things that insult vegans. And I mean, everybody's insulting on the left about something. So it says this. You may think phrases like bringing home the bacon and putting all your eggs in one basket are harmless quirks of the English language, but they could be offending vegans and vegetarians, with one academic claiming they might end up being avoided altogether as a result. As research shows, more people are removing animal products from their diets than ever before. Sharina Hamza of Swansea University says idioms involving animal products could be rendered obsolete because they are out of touch with the zeitgeist. Writing for The Conversation, the researcher explains how meat-based metaphors were a popular staple of our everyday vernacular, but that an increased awareness in the environmental and ethical issues surrounding meat production will undoubtedly be reflected in our language and literature, and that this language may no longer be so widely accepted. In today's reality, meat is repeatedly the subject of much socially and politically charged discussion, including about how the demand for meat is contributing to climate change and environmental degradation, she continues. Oh, my gosh. And you guys wonder why I jump on climate change all the time, why I'm just so anti-climate change. Well, stay tuned. It could be changing. Anyway, given that fiction often reflects on real-world events and societal issues, it may very well be that down-the-line powerful meat metaphors are eschewed. The increased awareness of vegan issues will filter through consciousness to produce a new modes of expression. I'm going to kick the crap out of vegans is what I'm going to do. Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to change my language because you don't want to eat meat? Shut up, meathead. Hamza highlights the violent imagery proposed by popular idioms such as flogging a dead horse. We don't say flogging a dead horse. We say kicking a dead horse. And the thing is dead anyway. Here's another one. Killing two birds with one stone suggests we may move to kinder alternatives such as feeding a fed horse or feeding two birds with one scone. I get it. We could be a little more sensitive, but look, as idioms change, I use a lot of stuff. You know, I do. I use a lot of colorful language and stuff like that because I think language is boring without it. But if you think I'm going to change all this stuff, look, give me some clever stuff to say and I'll say it. Absolutely will. Till then, shut your denture hole. All right. This animal rights organization, PETA, has been campaigning for more vegan and vegan-friendly idioms for years, urging teachers not to use phrases that perpetuate violence towards animals. These old sayings are often passed down in classrooms during lessons on literary devices, according to this one blog site that was talking about it. While these phrases, they write this, may seem harmless, they carry meaning and send mixed signals to students about the relationship between humans and animals and can normalize abuse. As in the Bible, this is me talking, where the Bible, God says, I gave man dominion over the earth and everything in it, including animals. And we eat animals. It's that simple. Animal-friendly language. Teaching students to use animal-friendly language, they say, can cultivate positive relationships between all beings and help with the epidemic of youth violence towards animals. I won't disagree that there's, you know, far too many kids that just disregard animals, you know, disregard them, mistreat them. But it's hardly ever us. When it by us, I mean conservatives. You wouldn't allow your kid to abuse an animal. I'm not saying you can't raise a Dahmer. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't allow it. You would figure it out. The left don't care. Their kids fight dogs. They will abuse cats, try to put firecrackers up there. I know some of these kids. And I know who their parents are. I know how their parents voted. Anyway, it got me thinking about language altogether. You know, like putting all your eggs in one basket. Here's what they say. Use putting all your berries in a bowl. Really? Oh, so can we use, like, imagery of fruits and vegetables, it's okay. Like, you could call something a lemon. It's defective. It doesn't work well. Yeah, man, you were driving that lemon. Did you get rid of that car? So, it has to be something positive, like the apple of somebody's eye. Oh, she's the apple of her daddy's eye. I started looking at all these things. A piece of cake. Have you ever used that? Oh, man, it's a piece of cake. Easy. Yeah, I've never heard anybody say that's a piece of horse. And by the way, what does it mean? It's a piece of cake. Does it mean it's a piece of cake that it's easy to cut? It's easy to eat? What if it's nasty cake? You don't know what that means. Bread and butter. Here's what they say about bread and butter. Like, it's my bread and butter. Right? Basic things you need to survive. Yeah, man, it's like your bread and butter. So, it isn't like all of our language is strictly based on animals. Speaking of butter, you could butter somebody up. Now, in the old days, that meant you were complimenting them. Like, you know, you were, you know, trying to get something. Like, hey, you know, those jeans really look nice on you because you want to borrow some money from somebody. Something like that, right? Or it could mean something freaky. You know, like, you like to butter people up. You know, like, what do they call it? Jello wrestling or whatever. But bring home the bacon, and you're in trouble. What about this one? A bun in the oven. Can you say that? Because you're talking about cooking a baby, right? Meaning somebody's pregnant. A bun in the oven? That's kind of, I don't know. There's one I hadn't heard, cheapest chips. Have you heard that? I didn't pay much for those shoes. In fact, they were cheapest chips. I've never heard that one. Here's more vegetable, cool as a cucumber. You ever heard that? Of course you have. Cool as a cucumber. I don't know why a cucumber would be any cooler than any other veggie, but, you know, there you go. But, you know, you could easily make that into something else. Smart cookie. You ever heard somebody? Oh, yeah, she's a smart cookie. Crying over spilt milk is milk. Does that, like, offend a vegan? A cup of tea? Oh, it's easy, man. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not interested, right? It's not my cup of tea. What about a finger in every pie? You know, a pot in every house, a finger in every pie. Something like, I don't know. When someone has a finger in every pie, they're involved in lots of stuff. That's what that usually means. But it generally means something negative. Very controlling. Have one's cake and eat it too. You know what that means. Somebody that wants to play both ends of it. You know, like, I'm going to get, there's no way for me to lose. What about in a nutshell? Well, in a nutshell, I'm just saying, there are many food things that we've come to talk about because they have meaning to us, you know? Butter your bread. In French, they say, beurre le pain. You know, like, how do you make a living? Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, how do you beurre le pain? They ask me, how do you make a living? Anyway, I got to leave it there.
Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tornadoes could be in store for much of the South today. A large storm system is moving east and expected to bring tornadoes and flash floods to the region. Today's severe weather watch stretches from Mississippi to North Carolina, with Alabama facing the biggest threat for tornadoes. President Biden set to discuss his new infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. It comes with a $2.3 trillion price tag. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News he's not in the mood to spend $2.3 million of taxpayers' money.
Look, the economy was doing pretty well a year ago until the coronavirus hit. Yeah. Thank goodness now we have the vaccines. We'll get the economy back on track by getting our country. There is a problem for infusing way too much cash into a system that right now may have difficulty absorbing it.
USA Radio News. Researchers at UNLV examined in-person versus remote learning in 250 of the largest school districts. The result? There was literally no correlation between COVID hospitalization rates and whether or not schools were open or closed. Researchers did find a strong correlation between teacher union strength and the use of remote learning. NFL fans can expect a little more football in the 2021 season.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game. With the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The only problem with poor people, though, is that if you begin to have any semblance of success in your life, even if you just begin to live like a human being, they're not happy for you. You know, they don't want to hear it. It's like, oh, well, look who it is, Mr. I can afford 3 meals a day. Well, la-di-da. What's like at the top, Mr. Tartar Control Toothpaste? Brakes fixed. Sell out.
I grew up poor, as you guys know. And I joke about it because I didn't really know it was poverty, right? I knew there were people that had more than I did, but I knew there were people that had less. Isn't that true of us all? I mean, I was talking the other segment just early in the broadcast about Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos makes Donald Trump look like a poor man. Jeff Bezos makes everybody look poor. They say this guy is now worth like $140 billion. He is now the de facto richest guy in the world, surpassed Bill Gates. Gates was it for better part of a decade or two, right? Everybody's rich or poor relatively. If you want to know how rich you are, there's a place you can go on the website. It's like the world's wealth. Put in what you earn for a living. If you earn like $40,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world's economy. It doesn't take much. So many people are so poor. We take it for granted over here because it doesn't matter. It's like this taxi driver I was riding with. He was telling me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, he's telling me how he makes money. Because I was looking at his meter. It's going to cost me $50 to go from my hotel to the airport. And I was like, man, you're stuck in traffic. It's this much time. He goes, yeah, but I get extra this, that, and the other. Let me put it to you this way. He goes, I make like $400 a day. I went, really? He goes, yeah. And I was thinking, that's not too bad. $400 a day. Figuring he's working, 300 days a year. So the guy's making $120,000. And I was thinking, wow. He goes, yeah. But everything's triple in price, quadruple. He says, I go somewhere the other day to get a bottle of water. A bottle of water. He goes, you know what they want to charge me? I don't know, a couple bucks. He says, $2.50. I walked out. And I'm mad. I'm telling the guy, how could you charge? I work here, live in New York. You want to charge a tourist that? I understand. You charge me this much? Are you crazy? This thing cost you 10 cents to go buy the cases. And he's right. But he goes, that's what it costs to get by. He could sympathize that the guy selling water at usury rates, at a crazy amount of profit, because he doesn't know how much water he's going to sell. He's got to take advantage of everybody that walks in that store. And I was like, wow, so true. So, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's what is the cost of living where you are. You could make $25 an hour And if you say to somebody, I make $25 an hour. So they figure, okay, at 2,000 hours a year, whatever, so you make $50,000 a year. In some places, that's a lot of money. Tell somebody you make $25 an hour in Manhattan, they know you have a menial job. What are you, a waiter? A waitress? They don't know. Because that's nothing. You go to Manhattan, you go, man, I make $200,000 a year. You got a little apartment you may not own. I mean, that's nothing. Go to Tennessee. Tell somebody you make $200,000 a year. You got a 6,000 square foot house. I was talking to somebody about what $1.5 million will get you in New York. And I said, $1.5 million in areas of Tennessee gets you acreage. And I'm talking about you have 10, 20, 50 acres with a house on it that would blow the minds of people in Manhattan. They come out and go, no way you paid $600,000 for this house. Yeah. This whole thing's mine for $1.5 million. You know? It's ridiculous. So, poverty is it's very dependent upon where you are. You could take what you make and go to places in Africa and you would have people doing things for you, working for you. Malawi. I know this for a fact because I have a friend that was in the State Department working in Malawi. She has 6 people that work for her. She probably makes a couple hundred grand a year. But Malawians make, you know, $500 a month. So her total outlay is $3,000 maximum a month with 6 hard workers cooking, cleaning, taking care of the compound. It's all relative. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's this thing called poverty shaming. I've never heard of the term. I was poor. I knew, like, I drove an El Camino. My brother and I sold our first car, and we bought an El Camino at some point, maybe 2 or 3 cars later. We owned an El Camino, and that's what we drove to school. And so we had an El Camino. If we paid $2,000 for that car, I know we didn't. It was used. It was like a 1970-something. And we're talking about in the 1980s. And so this car was old. It was like early 70s. But it ran okay, looked okay. And it was a truck/car hybrid. So we used it. And we drove that car for 3 years. We bought it cheap. But my friends had beautiful, you know, trucks and nice cars. They had Trans Ams. If you had a Trans Am, man, you got some, you know, the girls paid attention to you, okay? But I had an El Camino. And I just used to see the guys with the Trans Ams and the Camaros, and I was like, dude, man, to get one of those. But I was never jealous of them. I had an El Camino. I was glad to have a ride. I was glad to have a car. I took care of it, too. I had a buddy. He would put nitrous things in his. He had an SS. What was it? I forget what it is, but it was an SS. Fastest production car at the time, and he put a nitrous thing in it, would dust people off, blew up the engine in that car at least 3 times. I was like, I don't know how your parents keep doing this, but he'd race you for your title. And for what I hear, he beat a lot of people. But, you know, all these kids are richer than I was, but I didn't care. It was just the way it was. So, but they have this thing now, it's called poverty shaming. They got fat shaming. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean fat shaming? The only way you can shame somebody fat is if they are ashamed of being fat. If you said I have a buddy, his name is Robert. And if you said to Robert, Robert's kind of portly, you know, he's a bit overweight. If you said, hey, fat boy, he'd be, yeah, baby. Yeah, you want some of this right here? He would be. You can't fat shame him because he's okay with it. See, when people, you can be fat shamed. No, you can't. You can only be shamed of something you care about. Oh, Kevin, I'm going to black shame you. I'm going to conservative shame you. Or I'm going to whatever shame. Try it. See how shamed I am. You know, ugly shaming. If that's the case, everybody could be shamed. And I'll give you a little secret. When I used to hang out in gentlemen's clubs when I was, you know, young, and that was part of my career as a sales guy, taking all these older guys to these clubs, what I learned about women was a lifetime of really interesting stuff. Because I looked at, you're talking about a sea of beautiful women. And I'm not kidding you. I'd be around them, and you know what they'd say? One of them would go, oh my gosh, she's got the best breasts. I wish I had breasts like hers or whatever. Or, wow, look at her legs. She's got the best legs ever. Or look at her butt. Or she is gorgeous. You know, her face is this or that. And I'm listening to girls who are solid nines. I mean, there's not a dude on the planet. If you blindfolded a dude and said, if you just gave him a quick look and then you said, okay, I'm going to blindfold you and you got to pick one of these girls out, whoever he picked, he would be more than happy with. And I'm telling you, they were upset. They were, oh my gosh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And every time a guy hears a girl go, I wish I had her breasts or her legs or her feet or whatever, then you know what the weakness is. So the way you could play these girls, I'm just giving you some inside baseball here, fellas. You could say, God, you know, you really are. You're really beautiful. But I got to tell you, that girl right there, she's got the best breast. And it didn't matter what you said about this girl. She could be beautiful in every other aspect and have decent breasts. But if you said something about this other girl's breast, you were in. Because this other girl was shamed now that she didn't have this girl's legs or feet or breast or whatever. So she wanted to get in your good graces. And they call it negging now. That's the term for it. Negging. Being negative. So anyway, now it's poverty shaming. It's gone from just talking about people's, you know, who they are. But it's now poverty shaming. The new trend to level the playing field for leftists. So let's play pretend. Nobody has more than you because you can't see it, at least not in school. They don't want you to, in this case, they don't want to let people wear their nicer jackets in the winter because it could poverty shame the poor kids who don't have as nice of a jacket. I mean, you ever been to a ski, like, somewhere, and you gotta go get the rentals, and there's a kid there that's got all the gear, he's got custom skis, and this kid is on the mountain every day, and he can ski like a maniac. And you know what you do? You're lucky to be there. But do you think the left cares? No. They want it all even, except for them. They want their own separate mountain. They want their own chalet. They want their own people serving them. But you, they want to even out the playing field for them. So they're going to poverty shame you. You know why I don't want to be poverty shamed? Because I want to work hard and get what that other guy has. That's why I couldn't be poverty shamed. I was never jealous of the rich. I admired them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nobody's going to be surprised by this next thing. Nobody. I'm just telling you. It's about the top ethics violators. I don't know if this was just the Senate or House and Senate. Because, man, there are some ethics violators in the House. Maxine Waters leads the pack. You can't violate more ethics than that, than little James Brown. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Little James Brown, Maxine. What a proud moment for the Me Too movement, too. Because Senators Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren and Kamala Sleep With My Boss's Harris represent the worst of politics when it comes to ethics. Glad you guys, bit my tongue. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for helping us get the show put out more. And I don't know, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We don't control who puts the show on, when you get it, hear it, et cetera. So, you know, call when you want. We're here. We'll pick up. If you want to be on the show, contact me. I will arrange. If you don't know what time we're in your market, we will Skype an interview. So I'm happy to talk to you. But thanks for promoting the show. And thanks for being here. Because I can't say I wouldn't do it if you weren't here. But knowing that you're here certainly makes me want to produce a good product. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be making some serious announcements here soon about what we're doing. TV, radio stuff, and a host of other things. Projects we're working on. You're going to want to be a part. Believe me. Anyway, I'm back to these two big ethics violators, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. A nonpartisan watch group ranked these two Democratic senators as the top ethics violators of 2018. And here's part of the reason why. During the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, when Harris laughed as Kavanaugh anguished over false allegations, the two politicians fundraised on his misery. It bugs me even to this moment to think about that. Because of the unethical action of these women, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, it's called FACT, filed a complaint back in October with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics targeting the two senators, and here's how it read. Senators Warren and Harris sent campaign fundraising emails based upon their official actions during the confirmation process and upcoming vote of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email then states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she questioned Judge Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requests a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before senators were to vote. And their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. Anybody surprised? Anybody like, oh man, I don't believe it, Kevin. It's not possible. It happened. I remember reading it while it was happening and saying to myself, okay, it's one thing if it were true. Okay, I could give you a little latitude. It wasn't even true. It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie. It was a bold, targeted witch hunt against a good guy. I'm proud to have lost my job over Kavanaugh. Do you know what it represents to me? That I'm a man of honor. I'm not going to tell you I'm always honorable, but I'm saying when it comes to principle, I stand by principle. And when I tell you I stand by principle, I'll stand by principle even if I'm wrong. In other words, I'm saying, no, that didn't come out right. If, for example, standing by Kavanaugh because I know those women were liars, no matter what was possible for me to gain, even if I sided with somebody else for the interim, when it comes down to the fact that if I sided with the left and said, I believe those women, and it turned out Kavanaugh was right, I wouldn't dogmatically stick with that. I would definitely go back and say, no, I made a mistake, Kavanaugh's right, whatever. Even if it were to not benefit me. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to be having misconstrued. So if you get caught in a web of your own deceit, and then you want to back away from prison, no. You're either right or you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you got to own up to it. End of story. I've eaten a lot of crow in my life, and it doesn't taste very good. So anyway, that's what these women did. Tried to destroy a man, used their treachery to enrich themselves. The complaint continued. Here's what they said. Senate ethics rules prohibit senators from soliciting campaign contributions based upon any action taken in their official capacity. by linking a promise of official action with campaign contributions. A senator violates a, quote, basic principle of Senate ethics that guards against conflicts of interest. The Senate Ethics Manual is clear that a senator should, quote, never use the prestige or influence of a position in the Senate for personal gain. This provision was intended as a broad prohibition against members, officers, or employees deriving financial benefit directly or indirectly from the use of their official position. Moreover, senators are to act based upon merit, not on partisan affiliation or for campaign contributions. Anybody think that happens? Anybody think that's happening? You watch Gold Rush? You guys watch Gold Rush? When Tony goes, okay, let's make that happening. National Review commented, they said this. Warren, meanwhile, called the ethics complaint frivolous when informed of the filing during session on the Senate floor, and later called FACT one of the shadowy dark money groups in comment to reporters. So in other words, disregard the actual Senate rules prohibiting what she did, and let's do this. Democrats are famous for it. Blame the messenger. Forget what I did. So what, I did it. See, Democrats are famous for that. Those rules don't apply to me because the greater good. And what's the greater good? One, we got to get rid of Kavanaugh. The Me Too movement must flourish. Two, I need to get reelected. In order for me for the ends to justify the means, I got to be able to get reelected. If I don't get reelected, all bets are off. Just ask Hillary. Man, these women should be run out of Congress for their blatant lies against Justice Kavanaugh. Yet Democrats consider both of these shrews potential presidential candidates. Let that sink in for a bit. You not only railroad a dude, you railroad this man. You almost ruined his life. You potentially ruined his relationship with his daughters and their friends and associates, with the community where he was coaching basketball, in his hometown, the relationship with his wife, his job as a judge, his standing in the community, and so on. And you do it just because you're politically inclined to do it, just because you have the power. You feel as though he's not the right person. So you decide you're going to ruin his life. And then in doing so, while it's going on, while this man is crying, he's so distraught. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been in that emotional state where I just would rather wring your neck than look at you because of the thing that you did that's so blatantly egregious. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I've done some bad things to people. You know, not rarely intentionally, but, you know, maybe you jilted some ex-lover or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, right? Or things worked out in your favor, and maybe you were a little more complicit in making it happen than you should have been or whatever. But I would never in my wildest dreams think to do anything close to what these people did to him. And Kavanaugh's story isn't even a bad one. There are people that have been targeted. They've sicked the IRS on him. They've sicked the Justice Department on him. And they try to do that with Kavanaugh. Donald Trump's a good example. The Democrats are sicking the Justice Department on a man that has done nothing. They sicked the Justice Department on Flynn, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and many others, knowing nothing is gone. There's no connection, nothing. Manafort's another one. And they don't care. They would fundraise over this. They would dance on your grave. Any of these people committed suicide, lost their livelihood, lost their wives, children not speak to them, Democrats wouldn't care one iota. These people should be run out of Congress. These are the last types of leaders we need.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.